And I'm now joined by Nico Murphy from Darndale Belcamp Village Centre. He's going to be talking about their Handy Helpers services for older people in Dublin 5, 13 and 17. Also the Senior Alert Scheme and a forthcoming event which is tomorrow in Clare Hall Shopping Centre. So very good morning to you, Nico, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ronnie. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. All our pleasure. First of all, the Handy Helpers services. Tell us all about it and how it works.
Yeah, the Handy Helper service is a not-for-profit service which specialises in working with older people. And what we do is we identify needs in their homes and we ensure that they continue to live in a safe and comfortable home. So whether it's general home maintenance or decluttering or security assessments, we have a team of people who are experienced, qualified and guarded vetted to ensure their suitability to work with older people in these areas and deliver the services.
All right. So we're talking about home maintenance, like all types of jobs, cleaning, decluttering, carpentry and so many more.
Yeah,
but it also
yeah.
includes the grab rails that you can have on a two-storey house going up and down the stairs.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, it includes grab rails, handrails. We also do the installation of ramps and safety rails outside the home. We've recently gotten a call in to do some steps for a log cabin for someone who's having issues with mobility getting in and out of the log cabin. So we're going to be doing installations of those types of things as well. So it's really wide ranging, whether it's a small electrical jobs, you know, maybe moving a socket somewhere or making something safe, we can do that with the sensor lights, security lights, that type of thing. Then we also do, as you said there, painting, decorating, carpentry, a little bit of plumbing. You know, whatever really you can think of that might go wrong in your own home, we provide that service for older people at an affordable rate.
Yeah, so you actually have sort of guidelines on available grants and assessment on the maintenance needs with a free quote, I believe.
Yeah, we offer free quotations. There's no obligation to use the service either. You know, we'll come out and assess a job, give a quotation, and if the person decides that they don't want to go ahead with it, that's no problem at all. But at least they know where they stand and they know what the job is worth, you know. So if someone else is coming along to do the job, at least they know from us what we're going to price for it, you know.
Yeah, and you also work with other contractors on the client's behalf, would that be right?
We do, yeah. So if we go out to a job and it's too large a scale job for us to take on, you know, obviously we're limited in what we can do. So if it is too large for us, we will advise a registered contractor that we would have used in the past, someone we could stand over, and then we'll work on that person's behalf as well. If they're not comfortable dealing with the contractor, we do project management support. So what we do is we advocate on behalf of the older person and ensure the job is carried out to the highest standard.
Okay, and you also assess the client's needs for home security devices like locking systems, alarms and emergency lighting.
Just on the back of, I suppose, the Seniors Alert, when we're out installing social alarms, we'll have a look around the home or we might get a question while we're there and they'll ask us about key boxes, emergency lighting, anything like that, and we'll go ahead and we can give quotations or we can advise who to use, like for key boxes and things like that. There is regulations in place around that. Not a lot of people know that, but there is a regulation in place that if you're getting a key box installed in your home, you need to go with a registered locksmith. That is legislation and that's something that is regulated. So just for people out there who may be listening, that for peace of mind, if you are getting someone to install a key box on the house, make sure they're registered and make sure that they're locked.
Right. So for anyone who wants to avail of the Handy Helper scheme, would it actually work out cheaper for them instead of going direct to any contractor or handyman?
It can do, We do price it at an affordable rate. Like the basis of our service here is that it's not for profit. So we're not generating a massive profit from it or anything like that. You know, we're a social enterprise. Our focus here is mainly on job creation for local people. So when we take somebody on here, you know, the project is what sustains their wages. So we're not looking to make big profits or anything like that. We're literally out there looking to make the difference in people's lives and make their homes safe and comfortable for them. That's it, really.
All right. And you actually have a recommended list of contractors to do the work for any clients?
We have, yeah. Like, as I said, if we can't do it ourselves, we'll have to recommend the contractors who we can advise the person to use, who we would have used in the past. Like, we're delivering services for older people here from the village centre in the last 10 years, and obviously we've been here since 2001, so we're going the last 17 years. So we've come across a lot of contractors, a lot of electricians, carpenters, gas fitters, all kinds of contractors that we've built up these reputations with and built up relationships with. So if there is something that we identify in the home of an older person, we can go ahead and make the referral, you know.
Okay. And I know we touched on the price earlier, but would you have any specialised agreements with those contractors?
Some of them we would.
And roughly how many senior citizens would have availed of the Handy Helper scheme so far? Roughly,
since May last year, we've carried out about 150 jobs. And we would have had, you know, an equal amount of clients, I suppose. We have had a number of return jobs, So I suppose out of 150 jobs, you may have had around 130 people use the service, but a couple of them are turning down.
All right. Just to dig a little bit deeper, the Senior Alert Scheme, that's run by Pubble, isn't it? Tell us just a little bit more about that and how it works, because I believe funding is available under the scheme towards the purchase of equipment. In other words, the personal alarm system with 1 year's monitoring service on it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, everything essentially for the first year is free. The installation is free, the equipment is free, and the first year is monitoring then from the... Task is the name of the company who monitor it. That monitoring is free as well for the first year. And what the person does is they give us a call here in the village centre. And what happens there is we'll take their details and we'll go ahead and process the application on their behalf. And then usually we get sent back a code within a couple of days to say that it's been approved. And once the approval goes ahead, then the installation of the alarm is carried out within... We have the agreement is 10 days. So within 10 days, you have the alarm. So from the day you apply and we have approval, you will then, within that 2 week time frame, get the alarm installed.
And the funding is a grant. It's not for 100% of the cost, sure it's not.
No, everything is entirely free for the first year. They won't pay anything in the first year.
Zero
in the first year. The monitoring fee for the second year is all they'll pay. So the monitoring fee in year two will be €66, which works out at about €5 a month.
All right. And the scheme itself, it's funded by the Department of Rural and Community Development Organisations.
It is, and by the Department of Rural and Community Development through Pubble,
All right. And tell us just a little bit about the organisation registration process for the alert scheme. Isn't there something about a time limit for submitting the registration within 3 months from the time anyone actually created their account with Pubble?
To register as an organisation.
Yes,
you do. You have within 3 months, you have to register as an organisation to do the installations. And then once you're a registered organisation, then you're approved to go ahead and carry out installations on behalf of Pubble and through Task or whoever the provider of the alarm systems is in each county, but in our particular case, it's Task.
I believe to assist anyone interested in the Senior Alert Scheme, there is a brochure. Do you actually have a stock of those at Belcom Centre?
We do, yes. Okay, so if anybody is interested, they can drop into us and pick one up. We also have some brochures on the actual equipment, how it works, what else is available. So if there's somebody who's in a specific type of situation that needs additional equipment, there is other things available. Now, unfortunately, they're not available through the grant, but they are there and they can be purchased separately. So you may have monitors for people who have dementia, who have a tendency to roam. You can have a monitor in place in the bedroom, so you'll know if they leave the bedroom, and if they don't return within a certain time frame, it will alert the person as well. So there's a number of different types of alarms and sensors that you can pick up to go with this equipment, but underneath the Pubble banner, it's a case of just a pendant alarm which the person wears on them, and then the unit itself which connects through the phone line.
Right, so anyone interested, should they contact Pubble direct or through yourselves?
Contact us. We're one of the registered organisations responsible, and what we do is we register the person and then we send the details on to Pubble once the person has filled in the application form. So we'll go through all the details with them, take everything down, and then we'll send it off then for approval.
Right. And by the way, what are the guidelines to be eligible for grant support under the Senior Alert Scheme? In other words, you need to be over 65 and so on.
Yeah, you need to be over 65. One of the living arrangements, so there's a category here on the form which says living arrangements, and it's if you're living alone or if you're living alone for a significant period of time, which could be for a couple of hours during the day while the husband or maybe the daughter or the children are at work. If they're in the house on their own for any period of time during the day, they will be eligible. Or if they're living with somebody else who's eligible. So if somebody has applied for the alarm, say maybe a couple of years ago, and they've gotten the baseline and the pendant, and say the second person now wants to get a pendant, again, they'll be eligible to go ahead and apply for under the Seniors Alert Scheme, and everything, again, the equipment and everything else will be free.
Okay. Nico, tell us about the type of monitored personal alarms available. I believe they can be worn like as a pendant around your wrist, like a watch.
Yeah, you can wear them as a pendant around your wrist, around your neck. So on the wrist, it's kind of just similar to a watch. It's the exact same as a watch. And then around the neck, it's just like a chain, a necklace, or, hangs down. It's not too obstructive, so it wouldn't get tightened around your neck. It's not very tight. It's nice and loose fitting. There's also a clip. You can wear it on your clothing. It's not really recommended, in fairness, but, it is an option if anyone needs it. If there's a certain circumstance where the person can't wear it on their person, they can wear it on their clothing as a badge. But we would advise either the wrist or the neck. they're completely waterproof as well. So the person wearing it can shower, bathe. You know, there's no issue with that. Like, so they're completely safe to wear in the bath.
I have to say, it's a wonderful idea, isn't it?
They're great, yeah, and they're great peace of mind for people, you know, living on their own, or people who may have had trips or falls in the house before. They know how frightening it can be. You know, you can be left sitting in, I've heard of stories of people left sitting in a bath for 5 hours during the night, you know, waiting for someone to come in and find them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite a frightening experience for them, you know, so it would be ideal for someone in that situation to pick one up, and maybe people who, before they reach that stage or get themselves into that situation, pick one up and have it there for peace of mind, because they're monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, you press it at any stage, and it's not just for trips and falls. Something that a lot of people think is, they see it as this medical kind of thing, where it's not actually only that. You can use it to get assistance if you need the police as well. You know, if someone's hanging around the house or if you have any concerns, I mean, it's for everything. Really, that's what we're telling people. It's for everything, because it's complete peace of mind for the house. You press that button and you're putting a call through to somebody who's on the other line. At the end of the line there, they can contact your family, they can contact your doctor, they can contact the police, they can contact an ambulance, whatever you need.
Yeah, and it's not only peace of mind for the individual, but also for family members. Like if your mum, dad or grandparents, a grandparent is alone, it's peace of mind for the rest of them as well.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
certainly if it was my mum or dad, I'd be a lot less stressed about it if she had this all up in operation, you know. So you have an information day tomorrow at Clare Hall Shopping Centre. Tell us all
we
about
do.
That.
Yeah, we're going to be over in Clare Hall Shopping Centre from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have a stand set up there in the centre, and if anyone wants to drop over, get some information, have a chat about the service, they may even want to talk to us about a job that they're looking to get done in the house. You know, we'll have people there who'll be able to have a chat with them and let them know everything about what the service can do, how it operates. And we'll also have someone there with an alarm pendant and the box, so you'll actually be able to see the equipment. If it is a case where you're thinking of picking up a social alarm, drop over, you can have a look, you can be talked through how it works, and what the limitations are with it, and any other details you might want. We'll have plenty of brochures there as well, and we'll have some membership forms for Golden Years, or other older person service here in the centre. So if anybody wants to register for that, or just drop over for a chat, we'll be there all day from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Sounds wonderful. Nico, anything else you'd like to add before we finish up?
Just if anybody wants us to drop out, if there's anyone listening who is interested in us paying a visit to a retirement club or an active age group or anyone like that, a residence group or association, we're happy enough to drop out and have a chat and give them more information and go into more detail about our services. So if anyone is looking to get in contact with us and set something up, they can give us a call on 877-1600 or jump onto our Facebook page or the website, darndalebelcampvc.ie.
Nico, thank you very much. Wonderful talking to you, and all the best. Take care, and hopefully
Cheers.
We can talk soon about another topic.
Cheers. Thanks, Danny.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Nico Murphy from Darndale Belcamp Village Centre telling us all about their handy helper services for older people in Dublin 5, 13 and 17 areas. Also, the senior alert scheme and the event tomorrow at Clare Hall Shopping Centre.